holy.
Be Holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the Word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
Why do we always have to hurt each other?
Be Holy.
All right, listen, we want to welcome everybody back to Be Holy. We're glad that you're here with us on today. Today is a wonderful day, regardless of what's going on in the world. Today is still another day that we have to get right with God. Get it right with Him. You know, I don't know what that is. Neither do you. That's why we have to talk to Him so that we know what to do to get right with Him. You know, sure, we have these things about, you know, water baptism and having faith and believing. Yeah, but we still got to get right with Him. Those are things that we can do, and we need to ask Him about what do we need to do to get right with You. Lord, I know you know everything. You know my ins and outs. You know how I think. You know how I feel. So, Lord, let me know what we need to do to get right with You. Hey, we got one more day to do it. Everybody does. And everybody needs to do it every single day. Get right with the Lord. Me too. Me too. Everybody. It's time to come on back to the Lord. We've been away from Him long enough. It's time to get back to Him. It's time to take Him seriously. It's time to get back to the Lord. Now, all of you know what happened to those children at that school. And my question is, why do we always, human beings, why are we always trying to hurt each other? Why are we always doing that? I don't know. We hurt people with our words. We hurt people with our actions. We hurt people with the way we think. We, you know, and it's a free country to do whatever you want to do, but we still hurt people. And why are we so bent on hurting people? Now, these were children, and every last one of them are now in God's care. We thank God for that. You won't hurt them again. They're in God's care, and God will take care of them from this point on. But my question is always, why do we as human beings, why do we always try to hurt each other? We're trying to hurt our coworkers. We're always trying to hurt the neighbors or somebody at the church or something. We shouldn't. We're supposed to treat each other right. That's what we're supposed to do. You know, and then I go back to that one verse where it talks about we're not fighting against flesh and blood. We're fighting against those dark spirits that try to overtake people, and who overtake people. Yeah, that's what we're fighting against. We're not fighting against flesh and blood. We're not fighting against white, black, green, yellow, pink. We're not fighting against cultures and colors. We're fighting against spiritual wickedness in high places. And if we know that we're fighting against that, it seems like we just have to work a lot harder to keep them from taking over, because they do the dirt. But human beings pay the price. And so when we're so just bent on hurting each other, you know, it just pulls the country down. It pulls people down. It pulls your family down. It pulls your community down. It pulls the church down. You know, and it's just, you know, we've been hearing about it on the news and everything, what's going on in that area and what has been happening. Now, all I could ever do is pray for the families. Man, I could not imagine that being my life. I couldn't imagine it, and I wouldn't want it for anybody, not even to my enemy. I wouldn't want my enemy to go through that, losing your child. You think they go to school one morning and they don't come back or they don't return. I would never, ever want that. And so that's why I'm talking to you today about being better people. We have to be better people. We have to be better people. Any of us can go that far. You know what I'm saying? We can sit there and look at the person who committed that crime and say, oh, I would never do that. You don't know what you'll never do. You don't know what you would do. You don't know. And so we have to make sure that we have our self-control in place. You know, it's one thing to have faith, but you have to have self-control. You have to be able to know when things are evil and when evil things are controlling or evil things are at work. You know? Yeah, pray for your kids, man. Pray for them at home. Pray for them at school. Pray for them while they're on their way to school. It's one of those things that you don't want to talk about, but I had to ask that question. Why do we as people always try to hurt each other? And it's really those evil spirits that are controlling us to do things like that, because those evil spirits don't like us. Those evil spirits don't like people. They don't like people. They can't be they can't receive any type of salvation. And even though they help us do things that are evil, and then we go to God to get forgiveness and repent and everything, they don't have no repentance. They can't get any repentance. So their whole thing is, we're going to put the very thing that God hates in the very thing that he loves. So they're going to try to put evil within us to get us to do these things. And so maybe you're not going to a school with a gun, but maybe you talk real strong and real hard to people. You know, that's a thing. That tongue can't even be controlled. That tongue is really strong and it kills people all the time. You get it? Our actions hurt people all the time. And we have to change. We can't talk about we love God and then go out there and do things to people. We can't do that. We have to change. And I'm not saying everybody's doing that. I'm just saying that everybody has thoughts of saying something to somebody or not signing this paper so that they would get fired or to hurt them some kind of way. We got to change that, man. Even if you don't believe in God, you really should want to treat people right. You should want to do that. And so my question was always, why do people always try to hurt other people? It's something we got to think on. Something we got to think on. We got to change what we're watching on television. Change what we listen to on the radio. Change what podcast we listen to. Change the way we are. We just have to do it. You know, we're trying to save the planet, but we're destroying other people. I'm hoping that you can see what I'm saying. We're trying to save the planet, save the ozone layer, save this and save that, save the earth, but we're trying to destroy the ones that earth was given to. Earth was given to us. We weren't given to the earth. Earth was given to us as people. We have to try to save people. We have to. Just like they were talking about high school and things, or in school period, where people are bullying people and teasing them about this and teasing them about that. Maybe they don't have all the right clothes on. Maybe they don't have the latest clothes on. Maybe they don't have the latest shoes. Or maybe they have a speech impediment or a stutter or something like that. Whatever it is, let's teach our kids not to fall into that teasing thing. Those people don't like that. They need people to love them too. And a lot of this stuff would stop if we just teach our children not to fall in to hurting people. They learn at a young age, you know, hurt each other. I mean, brothers and sisters, they say anything and do anything to each other, play tricks and say they didn't do it and then frame their other brother and sister. We got to change the way our kids grow up thinking about other people. Yeah. You know, love others just like you love yourself. You wouldn't tease yourself. You wouldn't talk about yourself. So don't talk about others. Don't say things to people just to get them riled up or talk about them or make them feel lower than they actually are. They might already feel low, and then you come in and step on them and make them feel even lower. We have to change all of this. And it starts with loving God with our whole hearts and treating people right. That's what we have to do. And I mean, I know it's not always easy to do things like that. I know it's not always easy. But that makes it to where we have to really fight in order to do such things. We do. We just do. I'm not trying to bring you down. No, I'm not trying to bring you down at all. I'm showing you the light of it. The light of it is that those children are in God's hands now. And I can only pray that God will help comfort the parents and those guardians who lost their children or lost a parent or a teacher. Man, I can't fathom that. I just can't. I would never want to live through that. And I understand that they're living through it. I mean, I would not want to experience it is what I mean. Not that I wouldn't live through it. I'm saying I wouldn't want to experience that. And I wouldn't want my enemies to experience that. But, you know, we got work to do, man. We can sing the songs. We can pray the prayers. We can dance in church. We can play the music. And we can say glory to God and amen and praise the Lord and all that. But when we do all of that, make sure we don't have any hypocrisy in there. Because it's kind of hard to say praise the Lord after you and cut somebody with a certain word or a sentence, or you and told someone off, or you really talked about somebody. That's another one. Talking about people. Don't do that. Don't talk about people. They're doing the best they can, just like you're doing the best you can. Even if they're dead wrong, you might even be valid in what you're saying. But don't talk about people. Because when you talk about people, that makes the other person on the other end who's listening to you dislike that person. It does. And I've always said it, you know, a lot of times social media will teach you who to like and who to hate. And I just know that we need to change. And if we don't change, we're not going to have a world.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler.
And for your convenience, you can now text the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. Again, the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. And we thank you for your support.
Be holy.